It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
16 at KSL. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Salt Lake City police say a man who worked in their IT department is accused of handing off sensitive police information to an alleged human trafficker in order to help him avoid detection. Chief Mike Brown calls the situation very concerning. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, police have arrested a 20-year-old man believed to have fired a gun at other drivers on I-15. One woman was injured when a bullet struck her forearm. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have delays from an accident northbound I-15 just before the Kaysville Ponds. It's now out of traffic. All lanes are open, but heavy delays back to the Highway 89 split in Farmington. And it looks like they are in the final cleanup stages of this earlier rollover crash northbound I-215's west belt, about 300 north, blocking a left lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Great fall day, sunshine, 65. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 66 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. A CDC advisory panel reviewing data today for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID booster shots. A vote is expected. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the agency will also finalize guidelines on the so-called mix-and-match boosters.
CDC's recommendations will not just address who should receive a booster dose, but also include what vaccine they should receive, how and when.
In the House today, nine Republicans joining fellow GOP representatives on the January 6th Select Committee, and Democrats in a House vote to hold former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in contempt for ignoring congressional subpoenas. The majority of Republicans pushed back.
House Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy saying there's no reason the Democratic Party-led January 6th Commission should subpoena Steve Bannon.
They are using this to target their opponents.
But committee member and Republican Liz Cheney saying there are questions about whether Bannon helped plan the Capitol attack.
Mr. Bannon's own public statements make clear he knew what was going to happen before it did.
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Talks on infrastructure going round and round. Still no agreement, though, on the tab for the president's human infrastructure proposal.
Senator Joe Manchin, a key Democratic vote, told reporters Thursday he's still firm on a $1.5 trillion price tag for legislation on President Biden's social spending plan. The president's original proposal was $3.5 trillion over 10 years. Sources tell ABC Mr. Biden gave progressive Democrats this week a target range of $1.75 to $1.95 trillion. The White House and Democratic leaders need Manchin on board. The West Virginia senator said Thursday, quote, negotiations are ongoing. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
In Florida, Northport police confirmed the remains found yesterday in a preserve area are skeletal in nature, but no positive ID yet or linked to Brian Laundrie, the fiancé of Gabby Petito, who was found dead in Wyoming. You're listening to ABC News.
In depth after 19 months, Salt Lake City's Art House Theater is finally reopening. The president of the Salt Lake Film Society, Tori Baker, says Broadway Center Cinemas closed their doors way back at the start of the pandemic.
You know, I think that we are kind of one of the slower art houses to open, although a few of our peers in the nation are still shuttered as well. You know, for us, we had done a lot of really great mission work during these 19 months. We've done 5 cultural tours. We've created our at-home arts online platform that is now in 34 cinemas across the U.S. and helping them with their digital screen, as well as having helped them get through COVID as well. So our team's been really, really busy. So repivoting back to reopening was no small task. We wanted to make sure that we did it right. We wanted to make sure that we had the on-ramp that we needed to get those doors open. And, you know, even with that that sort of pathway that we had choosing October, you know, the tower won't be opening as planned. So there's always things that you can hope for and plan for and that might change a little bit, particularly in this climate. So we will be opening the tower soon, but, you know, some of our electrical and other things that we had been repairing and doing are just not completed due to supply chain issues. So that's the climate that we're navigating now. And I think we're really open to that and taking it a day at a time.
Broadway Center Cinemas will celebrate their reopening with a complete film lineup, including the new Dune movie. KSL News Time. 3:20, it's emergency traffic, and we're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Listen up. Here's Ricky Meese.
Crews are still working to clean up this accident. It was a rollover crash. Northbound I-215's west belt just after the I-80 junction at about 300 north. They've moved the camera. I can't tell if it's cleaned up or if it's still blocking a left lane of traffic. But what I can see is you still have delays back to about 5th South and delays on the transition ramp from eastbound I-80 to go northbound on the west belt. Our other hot spot has been I-15 in Davis County. Now, you're going to see some heavy and slow traffic northbound I-15 from downtown to the north interchange, but the heavier delays are due to a crash just before the Kaysville Ponds, and that backed traffic to the Highway 89 split, but all lanes of traffic are open. Steve?
Well, I-15 zipping along, no problem so far between downtown Salt Lake and the point of the mountain and from the point to Provo. Good speeds on the 201. Looks like the bell routes are all clear for now with good speeds east and westbound I-80 rolling along with no problems. Do have a couple of surface street crashes, though. 4200 South, 1300 West. The other at 7800 South, 2200 West. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Here's your 7-day forecast in Grant Wayman.
Nice out there, sunshine. Mid-60s for the remainder of the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies and warmer tomorrow as we reach 68. And then more rain enters the picture on Saturday. Highs 58. More rain possible early or rather later in the day on Sunday. Highs around 60, and then more rain for Monday, 62. Rain showers, and it could mix with snow on Tuesday. It's a cooler day. The high that day only 54, and partly cloudy Wednesday, 56. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Meantime, it's a lovely 66 degrees in Salt Lake.
The beat goes on.
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news.
The beat goes on.
Only on KSL News Radio.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once...
Because of a surgery I had, it put me in a position where I had to learn to walk again. I had no hope for any more income. We had an IRS burden of about $36,000. With no income and only enough money to keep paying the bills, we had to make a decision. I was driving home from Salt Lake one day, and I heard a commercial on the radio about Jordan Wilcox. I got home, my wife and I, we talked about it, and we made the decision to give Jordan Wilcox a call. We met with Jordan at his office, and they had a plan in place for me almost immediately. And because of the good work of the folks at Jordan Wilcox's office, that burden was reduced to about $895. When we found out that it was only $895, it was like the worst burden in the world had been taken off from our shoulders.
Don't face the IRS alone. I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. Visit taxhelput.com to schedule your free consultation. Let's solve your tax problems. That's taxhelput.com.
Utah, are you getting the most out of your Medicare benefits? Annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th, so call United Healthcare today. Whether you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time or looking to change your coverage during the annual enrollment period, United Healthcare could get you more for your Medicare dollar when, where, and how you need it. With great benefits like $1,000 for comprehensive dental services, $60 a quarter in credits for OTC, $300 eyewear allowance with free lenses, and much more. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, Utah. It's time to take advantage of a plan that offers you more care for less. A Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Call United Healthcare today at 1-844-696-5525. That's 1-844-696-5525. United Healthcare is there to help you get even more from your benefits. That number again is 1-844-696-5525. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
The first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates, text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Do you need cash now? Is your interest rate too high? Are you drowning in car payments? Your car is worth more now than ever before. So it's time to sell high during Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Trade in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy it for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Plus, you can get a new car at Volkswagen Southtown for as low as 0% APR for 60 months. Or a used car for as low as 0.9 for 60 months. There's never been a better time to sell high. Or, if you need cash now, just sell us your car. No strings attached. Volkswagen Southtown will buy your car even if you don't buy one from us. We're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Don't miss Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Going on now. Stop by today to check out the new VW Taos, VW ID4, the Atlas Crossport, and more. Or visit VWSouthtown.com.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. Southwest Airlines is now back on track, but the 4 days of cancellations cost the company more than $75 million. 2,000 flights were canceled. KSL Drives Volvo is recalling 200,000 cars because the driver's side airbag could explode and send shrapnel shooting through the cabin. If you have a Volvo model years 2001 through 07, you better Google this recall, the third over this issue. KSL News Time 327 on Wall Street. The Dow is down 6 points today, the S&P up 13, and the NASDAQ gained 94 points. KSL News Time 327.
We're chatting with Melissa from Sound Sleep Medical. CPAP machines, water, power, and a time of crisis. Talk to me.
Yeah, you know, when we're all thinking a little bit more about preparedness right now, if you're a CPAP user, you know you need access to distilled water and electricity. What if you don't have access to that? What we do, an oral appliance, can act as a backup to your CPAP machine.
So, Melissa, tell me about sleep and immunity.
Not getting quality sleep or enough sleep makes you more likely to get sick after being exposed to a virus. And also, lack of sleep can also affect how quickly you recover. So sleep is really important to your immunity system.
So the initial consultation is free and private, yes?
Yes, private. You will likely be the only one at the office at the time. And we're taking extra precautions to make sure everybody's safe.
Call Sound Sleep Medical for your free private consultation. 801-716-8672.
The Cougars need this win.
Tyler powers his way into the end zone. Tyler Allgeier scores and the Cougars take the lead.
BYU, Washington State.
Saturday.
Listen for KSL's extended pregame starting at 9.
And then kickoff at 1:30
on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org.
It's emergency traffic at KSL. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky, tell us about the troubles.
Well, the good news is I think we're in the cleanup stages on both of these crashes. The first one was on northbound I-215's West Belt just after the I-80 junction at about 3rd North. The delays are starting to ease, but you still have a little bit of backup in that area, including the transition ramp from eastbound I-80. The other one was northbound I-15. Now, northbound I-15 from downtown to the north interchange, that's filling in and getting busy and slow. But the crash that started it all has just cleared. All lanes of traffic are open northbound I-15 at 200 North Kaysville, but you still have delays back to the Highway 89 split and another patch of slowing northbound I-15 going through Clearfield. Steve?
Well, no problems on either direction of I-15 right now between Salt Lake and Provo, but we have that crash on 7800 South at 2200 West. The KSL traffic trooper says traffic is not getting through there on the eastbound side of 7800. Traffic's backing out at 2700 West. And another KSL traffic trooper says the lights are out. Traffic lights are out at 8400 West and Magna between the 201 and 4100 South. No need to fear your home renovation project. The only thing you'll need to be aware of are Ogden's Flooring. Scary low prices this October on all flooring and countertops. Visit ogdensflooring.com today. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the forecast. Here's Graham Wayman.
Sunshine, 65 and 68, partly cloudy tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
I'm Dave Cawley,
investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.